From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. There is a reason Key West was the inspiration for the song Margaritaville. The island runs on booze. Tourists and the Duval crawl along Duval Street. That's the obvious. There are towns where it might be frowned upon for locals to start the day with beer or even a shot of tequila. WLRN's Nancy Klinginer tells us Key West is not one of those towns.
Conversations or business plans, a lot of that takes place in bars. There was a guy, he retired from IBM. He became a member of the Breakfast Club just by showing up. And then
it's 10 in the morning, so Tony Klein is drinking a Budweiser at the Schooner Wharf for Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club is a thing at the open-air bar on the waterfront in Key West. Klein is 81 years old. He doesn't look it, especially when he tells you how much he drinks.
Probably 6, 7, maybe more. It depends. If there's a lot going on, if I'm in a conversation that I really enjoy, I could have 10 or 12.
Beer, though that's not all Klein drinks.
I like martinis, but I limit myself to beer during the day.
Do you think a lot of Key West social life, or a lot of your social life, has always revolved around the bars here?
Yes, because I've always had not a drinking problem, but I was sort of a controlled drinking problem. I always worked, I always paid my rent, paid all my bills.
Klein moved to Key West in the 70s. He worked as a bartender and a cab driver. He says he doesn't worry too much about the effects on his health. He goes for checkups to the VA. He's a veteran.
He tells me I have a cast iron liver, and he wishes he had that. And he always asks me what I drink, because all my blood work is really good for an old guy.
Klein may be blessed with a constitution that can handle copious amounts of alcohol. But in the Keys, people are drinking way too much. There's more binge drinking here than any place else in Florida. That's not counting the tourists. Drinking a lot is generally accepted, if not celebrated. Klein is proud to be president of the Schooner Wharf Breakfast Club.
Finally, one of the highest achievements of my life, as I look at it here in Key West. Our motto is making the world a better place one beer at a time. Hey, Pink, he's a member in good standing. Got his own boat, lives on his boat. Hey, he can quote Baudelaire, Rimbaud, really good.
His real name is Gerald Floyd, but everyone calls him Pink.
Just a nickname I got at a rainbow gathering when I was like 35 years ago, when I was about 19 years old. It's easy to remember. I'm not homophobic. It's cool. Pink's cool.
Klein comes over to Pink with a book.
Very poetic.
The club keeps a little library at the bar, and the guys recommend books to each other. Snow Falling on Cedars by David Guterson.
Oh, you did?
Pink's already read that one. Pink actually quit drinking 6 months ago when he was diagnosed with cirrhosis. But he's got his boat at a nearby dock, and he still hangs out at the bar in the mornings, drinking coffee now and smoking cigarettes.
All my friends are here. We've been through a lot together. I'm widowed. I know everybody, and everyone knows me.
If that sounds like the setup from the old TV show Cheers, the bar where everybody knows your name, it kind of is. A sweatier subtropical version of it. Pink and Klein are retired. Some of the Breakfast Club members are still working, like Mike Dritzis. He's a tree trimmer, and people call him Big Mike, because he's really tall.
Well, yeah, I prefer drinking during the day because there's less trouble.
What do you mean?
Hoodlums come out at night.
Dritzis only comes on weekends because he's not going to drink before cutting down trees. He says he likes hanging out with the older, quieter crowd.
It's their lifestyle. Then you're in bed by 6 o'clock at night. You're sitting at home, out of trouble, out of sight, out of mind. You're not hooting and hollering on the Wall Street, causing problems.
The Breakfast Club doesn't have formal meetings, though they do help out with Toys for Tots. And Klein has been collecting blankets and towels for the animal shelter. Mostly it's hanging out together at the bar, like Dritzis and Klein are doing, telling stories about the old days. Like the one place that used to close at 4 a.m. and turn off most of the lights. Only if you were in the know, you could stay.
And we stayed there till 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. And then went to the Breakfast Club somewhere else.
Just being able to hang out at a bar and talk to a friend at 10 in the morning, that's important for these guys. Like a lot of places at the end of the road, the ethos in Key West is no judgment.
It's very much live and let live, always has been.
Including what time of day you have a drink. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinginer.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.